Good evening. First, I'd like to thank the elders for giving me the chance to speak and preach the word and before you. The main focus this past couple of weeks in Bible class has been unity in the church and studying our Bibles. I know for sure that I need to study my Bible more because I don't know that much of the Bible that I want to know yet. And also because I'm still learning. That leads into the title of my lesson tonight, which is Proper Study of the Bible. Now, the scripture reading for this evening was Acts 17, 10 through 11. Now, if you would, I'm going to read that one more time. And so if you would, turn with me to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 through 11. And it reads, "The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." The church in Thessalonica and the brethren in Thessalonica were less noble than the Jewish members of the synagogue in Berea because they searched the scriptures daily. We as Christians should be studying and searching the scriptures on a daily basis to show ourselves approved unto God and Jesus. There are reasons why we need to study the Bible daily. First, simply, God commanded us to. If you would, turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. And it reads, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching." There is no way to be informed except by studying. This morning in Bible class, we were stressing the importance of unity in the church and that there should be no division among the church. It is so easy for one person to cause division in the whole church because of what they say. That is why we need to constantly study the Bible and see what we are going to say is right or wrong, because someone can become easily offended and there will be many quarrels in a church. The next reason is that Bible knowledge is important. Turn with me to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. That's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." So what the Lord is saying here is that basically he will forget you in the judgment day whenever you forget his knowledge and you forget him. Next, another reason is spiritual ignorance is a curse. Turn with me to Matthew 22, verse 29. That's Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. And it reads, "But Jesus answered them, 'You are wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God.'" Whenever you are trying to convert somebody to Christianity, you do not want to be wrong and make mistakes at all. To prevent that, you also have to still consistently study your Bible. Another reason is that the Bible reveals much. The Bible tells us all we need to know about God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, heaven, and hell. People want to know more about the Bible when there is no more to learn. The whole Bible was given to us by God, and He has told us everything He wants us to know. Amen. He has prepared us for every good work. Turn with me, if you will, to this Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. That's Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And it reads, "All scripture is breathed out by the word by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So the two words actually I want to pull out of here is complete. And the word complete means having all the necessary or appropriate parts. So God and the Lord basically prepared us for the many temptations in this world, and He gave us all the necessary parts that we need in order to combat it. And the word every also means whole and all. Another reason is that the Bible supplies our every need. Man is a worshipful being, and the Bible teaches us accordingly. Man is a sinful being, and the Bible reveals how we can be saved in Mark 16, 15 to 16. Man is a suffering being, and the Bible reveals to us the great physician in Matthew 9, 12. Another reason is that there is a message for every type of mood. So if you are discouraged, the Bible can give you a message of courage. If you are weak, it supplies strength. If we are joyful, it adds to our joy. If we are sorrowful, it brings to our hearts comfort. And if we are in despair, it gives hope. And if we are dying, it gives us life. Another reason is we study because of what the Bible is to us. It is our lamp and light. And it is our mirror in which we see a reflection of our true selves. Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. That's James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. And it reads, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror." We study because of what the Bible is to us. The Bible is like a mirror because when we read it and study it, we can see who we truly are. And the Bible gives us many examples of different people and scenarios, so that's how you know you can truly find out who you are. And if you are truly concerned about who you are as an individual, you would study the Bible more. And the final reason why we study is the Bible will judge us in the last day. And please turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 2, verses 2 and verse 16. Romans 2, verse 2 and verse 16. Verse 2, "We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things." Verse 16, "On that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." So it says it simple and plain in verse 16, where it talks about according to His gospel that He will judge us all in the last day. So now we also have to take advantage of the opportunities provided to us to study the Lord's word. First, we need to attend Bible classes because it's a rewarding privilege. People do not always have this privilege. Diocletian one of the ancient Roman emperors decreed death for anyone who owed a copy of the Bible. Here are some things we can expect to gain from the Bible class. Information, which is in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Association, which is in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Inspiration, Hebrews 10, 24. Edification, which means building up, Acts 20, 32. Immunization, which is in 1 John 3, 9. And confirmation of the things that's being said, which is in Romans 10, 17. Amen. Secondly, we need to attend Bible classes, because unless we attend, we are casting our vote to stop this noble effort. Those who are anti-Bible school brethren are at least more consistent than those who believe they are scripturally good and right, but will not attend them. We need to attend Bible classes because they have been so effective in leading the lost to Christ. And finally, and the fourth final reason, is we need to attend Bible classes because it's not an optional matter. The eldership is a divinely ordained capacity, which you can find in Ephesians 4, verse 18 through 13. One of the responsibilities of an eldership is to feed the flock in Acts 20, 28. One of the most workable and effective means of fulfilling this responsibility is the Bible class arrangement, and our elders plead with us to take advantage of such. So finally, and to conclude, providing for proper study of the Bible involves the following: qualified teachers. The church needs teachers whose lives are the embodiment of what they teach, who are genuine Christians and who are interested in people, who make sufficient preparation, who are tactful, neat, thoughtful, courteous, enthusiastic, cooperative, prompt, prayerful, friendly, and humble. And most, and also they have to teach by the truth. Amen. Secondly, it involves an adequate curriculum. The curriculum should cover all the basic needs of the students and should give an overall view and understanding of the Bible itself. Amen. Thirdly, proper study of the Bible involves good lesson materials. The lesson materials should first and foremost be true to the Word of God. Amen. No error should be found therein, and it should be all truth. The truth that is found therein must be decisive and comprehensive. The material should be neat in appearance, stimulating, challenging, simple, clear, and usable. Accommodative. Next, the proper study of the Bible involves accommodative facilities. Such facilities will be adequate in size and have proper lighting, and will be neat and attractive. Effective aids. These aids still consist of chalkboards, bulletin boards, library resources, cabinets, and etc. Proper study of the Bible also includes sufficient organization. We must organize to function. A Bible school of any size should be departmentalized and function accordingly. Just how we want the services to function accordingly and function smoothly, we should want the proper Bible study and the Bible classes to function smoothly too. Amen. And finally, proper study of the Bible involves capable direction. A capable director or coordinator and capable planning will contribute immeasurably to the quality and quantity of the educational program. So basically how I just said in the last one, if you have a capable director, it should function smoothly and it should have a really good quality. And finally, it can be readily seen that the provision for profitable study of the Bible will not occur accidentally. So as I conclude, there are six steps that you have to learn, that you have to do before you can be saved and become a Christian in the Lord's church. First, you have to hear. Romans 10:17. Secondly, you have to believe Mark 16:15-16. Third, you must repent, Acts 2:38. Fourth, you must confess, Matthew 10:32-33. Last, you must be baptized, Mark 16:15-16. And you also must remain faithful, Revelation 2:10, and you will receive a crown of life in the end. And that's not the only thing. And after you become a Christian, you just can't sit around and do nothing. You have to still continue to study. Like, because I'm still learning a whole lot of things. And so think about this as we stand and sing the song of invitation.